very pleased to be joined by Alphonso Davies, midfielder with the Vancouver Whitecaps, the Canadian men's national team, and Bayern Munich. Alphonso, thanks so much for joining us on the Blair Show this morning. That's something. Six teenagers called up to the Canadian men's team for that game. What does that say to you about the state of soccer in this country?
You know, we're preparing for the future. Those six teenagers, you know, us coming in with these guys, you know, with the future faces of Canada, and us getting these environments early will really push us and teach us a lot going forward.
You know, one of the things John Herdman, the head coach of the Canadian men's team, has said, Alphonso, and I know this a little bit from covering him when he coached the Canadian women's team, is he's kind of a big believer in ensuring that each group that helps make up a team sort of, you know, has its own comfort level. I mean, because like, any, you know, you've got young guys, you've got guys who are in their mid-20s, late-20s, have got a little more experience, and then you may have some older guys. And his big philosophy is everybody's got to be comfortable. If you're part of the team, you're part of the team. Doesn't matter if you've got one game under your belt or 101 games under your belt. How has he gone about doing that? And from your point of view, does that essentially make you kind of, in some ways, the leader of this young group, or is it way more spread out than that?
No, it's not. It's not really spread out. It's just, you know, everyone's. I know everybody he brings in. You know, we try to help each other most best as possible. You know, yeah, we have some young guys, and then we have some, you know, what we call in betweeners, and then we got some veteran players. But yeah, the players we bring in, just, I think we just gel nicely with each other. On and off the field.
Alphonso, can you tell, you know, the more games you play with John, the more comfortable you become with John. Are you guys starting to do a few more, you know, a few more complicated things in terms of some of your set pieces or things like that? You know, has John kind of maybe increased the workload for the young guys in particular?
No. Everyone has the same workload on this team. He just wants, you know, us young guys coming in to bring some energy to the in-betweeners and the veterans, and just, you know, go out there and show what we have. And I think him doing that will really, you know, really push us to the next level, knowing that there's a lot of, you know, there's a handful of young players in this team, and, you know, we have the opportunity to learn from the older players.
Alphonso,
or should I say senior players?
Right.
Like to be called old.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, be careful what you call them. You do have your spot in the team, but you still got to be careful what you call these guys. Hey, Alphonso, the more you play, do you appreciate the more, you know, when you see a guy like Atiba Hutchison, a guy who's had a long career, do you appreciate more what goes into having that long career, you know, and staying healthy and playing every day?
Yeah. You know, looking at Atiba, the first time I met him is when we came here to play Jamaica. I think that's the first time we've met in person. And looking back at that game, you know, wasn't really a good one for me on my end. But yeah, looking at Atiba, he's a good role model. He carries himself really well. You know, he does all this stuff to keep him in tip-top shape to perform day in, day out. And, you know, looking forward on my career, I want to be the same way.
Since Bayern Munich signed you, have you noticed there's been more scrutiny on you? And what has that been like? Have you been able to kind of go about doing what you want to do despite that added scrutiny and, you know, maintain your focus and sort of do what you have to do?
Yeah. When you have guys, you know, that keep you grounded around you every single day, you know, it's kind of hard to lose focus, but it's also easy as well. So every day I get up, you know, I tell myself today, you know, today it's time to put in work. You know, today it's time to do what you're good at. And every time I step on the field, I just try to give my all. I don't really worry about, you know, what's happening.
I know you
too much.
Yeah, I know you got meetings. We only got you for a few minutes here, but I did want to ask you, what part of your game do you think has developed the most under John Herdman as part of the national program?
I think he hasn't been playing left back. I think my awareness in the field, where I should position myself when we have the ball as a left back, and, you know, attacking and defending wise, he just has a set formation, you know, how we should move is, and on and off the ball. And I think looking at it is just, it's a good way for a left back with myself that really haven't really been playing that position a whole lot to learn.
That's a different look at the field for you, isn't it?
Yes.
That's a really different look. Alfonso, we're going to let you scoot. As I said, I know you got meetings and everything. Congratulations. Thanks so much for joining us. Keep it up, man.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.